in the house of grace. Let us pray. Dear God in heaven, we come before you. We want that you bless us as we open your word. Let the Holy Spirit speak to us, touch our hearts, that we may know that you are here and our life may be dedicated to you. Bless our families with all the people that come today. May all the glory return to your name in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Message this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 5. You may turn your Bible to the book of John, chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 9. I entitled the message this morning, Free at Last in the House of Grace. As you turn your Bible, I will read it. Sometimes later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool which is Aramaic called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here are great numbers of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in the condition for a long time, he asked him, Do you want to get well? Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else get down ahead of me. When Jesus said to him, Get up, pick up your mat and walk. At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. May God bless us, the reading of the scripture. Free at last in the house of grace, I would like to introduce it with a story that was told that a soldier was caught sleeping on his post. And he was brought before King Alexander to be judged. So the Alexander asked the soldier, what is your name? Soldier stood, take his position and said, Alexander, my name is Alexander. Shocked by the reply, the king looked at the soldier and said, Soldier, tell me your name again. The soldier responded in the same way, Your Honor, my name is Alexander. Shocked, furious, and disappointed, Alexander walked to the soldier and grabbed him by the collar and said, Soldier, change your ways of conduct or change your name. You will be free because of your name. Alexander set a criminal free because he did not want to disgrace his name. But Jesus Christ set one criminal free and he took his place. As Isaiah 43 says, verse 1, But now there is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. So as Dr. Luke, in the book of Acts 4, verse 12, he said, Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. We saved only in the name and in the name of Jesus Christ. Chapter 5 of book of John. Evangelist John talks about Jesus went to Jerusalem to take part or attend the feast was called the Feast of Tabernacles. Feast of Tabernacles was one of the important feasts to the Jewish people for various reasons. Feast of Tabernacles celebrates once a month on the seventh month of the year, immediately after the Day of Atonement. So that makes it special. The Feast of Tabernacles also, when it falls on the seventh year, it will proclaim the year of Jubilee. And that's when young men, women were released to their home. Sometimes they sold themselves into slavery because they owed too much debt. But in the day of Jubilee, during the celebrations of the Feast of Tabernacles, debt would be canceled. Even slaves returned home, and property owner have to be returned to the landowners. So it's called the day of release or the day of cancellations. That's why celebrations of the Feast of Tabernacles was so important, because it commemorates the experience of the children of Israel out in the desert after God set them free from the land of slavery. One of the important factors that makes the Feast of Tabernacles so important, that after they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles during the seventh year or the year of Jubilee, they will sing the song of salvation, which is found in Acts chapter 12. Pardon me, it's found in Isaiah chapter 12. That is the song of salvation. They sang about the salvations and freedom from Jesus Christ, because he changed his mind and have compassion on the people of God. It reads Isaiah 12. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, and your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength, my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water for the wells of salvation. They will sing that song of salvation, after they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, especially in the years of Jubilee. So Jesus went to Jerusalem to attend and to take part in that celebration. As he was in Jerusalem, chapter 5 of the book of John talks about he went by the Pool of Bethesda. The Pool of Bethesda was a well-known place, because all the sick, the disabled, the lame, the blind gathered around the porches of the Pool of Bethesda. They were looking forward for the time that the angels would come down from heaven and bubbles and troubles the water. They believed that the first patients that make his way or her way into the pool will surely be healed. I wonder why they called Bethesda, because the meaning of the word Bethesda is the house of grace or the house of mercy. No wonder why it was so popular and people would love to crowd around the porches of the Pool of Bethesda. Could it be that the Pool of Bethesda is like the house of God, that the people of God crowded around looking to receive mercy and also receive grace? The problems in the experience of the Pool of Bethesda, there was a one individual person. The Bible describe him as an invalid. He was paralyzed and crippled, and he was
place by the pool of Bethesda. The man cannot walk. The man cannot move. So there is no question, some people brought him and placed by the porches, by the pool of Bethesda. Jesus Christ came around and he saw and noticed the man. He was been there too long. He was been there lonely and suffered alone. There were many other people, as the Bible tells us, that he make an attempt, try to get into the pool. Unfortunately, some others, stronger, disabled, or other families, push him aside and allow their loved ones to get into the pool. Jesus noticed the man. His eyes and his compassion go after him because he was there too long. My friend, this morning, could it be that the pool of Bethesda is like the house of God? We are crowded because we want to receive grace and mercy. But sometimes there are some issues that push us aside and we are overlooked and looked upon. But the experience in pool of Bethesda, it reminds us that Jesus can see each and every one of us and understand our problems and our needs. That's why John brings into us the experience of the pool of Bethesda, that Jesus can see and understand our needs. Jesus can understand our needs, even though sometimes we feel that we are being overwhelmed, being pressured, not important sometimes, our thoughts and our ideas. But be assured that Jesus, that there is someone who sees and understands us. My friend, this morning, the evangelist John wants us to know that we have someone, even though reality, wherever we may get together, someone, an individual, feel lonely and neglect. I want you to know that John would like you to assure you that there is one who can see you and understand us. And that is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:14 verse 16. It reminds us, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firm to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have the one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us approach to the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace in the times of need. It could be that this is a pool of Bethesda. Each and every one of us, sometimes we experience a spiritual loneliness. But the experience of pool of Bethesda is to remind us, be free in the house of grace, is to be healed by the spiritual loneliness. I know a godly lady. She was just became an Adventist. Few months later, she had a stroke, paralyzed her lower body. She suffered from a kidney failure, and she has to go through dialysis treatments twice a week. The woman showed up to church every Sabbath on her wheelchair. The woman showed up to the church workbee on her wheelchair, even when the lay people ready to go out to distribute literatures and knock on doors, she were there praying and fasting and celebrate with the people. I would like you to know that the man that was by the pool of Bethesda, even though there were some of pressures, but he was there, his hope, anger on the success of those who have come before him, may be assured that that's the only way that we can be healed by our spiritual loneliness, is to know that Jesus understands us and we can celebrate with success of others who have come before us, and hold on that Jesus will surely respond to our needs. The other observations from the experience of Buddha Bethesda, that the man was there too long by the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus asked him, "My friend, do you want to be healed? Do you want to get well?" The man replied, "I have no one. No one is interested in me. The only one thing I want is to someone that can put me into the pool of Bethesda when the time of the angels come and bubble the water. We can be by the side of the pool of Bethesda where the healing took place, and we may not be part of it. It's because our faith is depend on the work of someone." By the pool of Bethesda, the lesson we learn, we must put our faith on the right source, not on the wrong source, like the poor man by the pool of Bethesda. He was fed too long, hoping that the water will heal him. Unfortunately, Jesus was there to make it right. Only Jesus can heal and satisfy our loneliness. Put our faith in the wrong source can really disappointed us. There was an old parable most of us have heard about. A man fell off the cliff and hung on a branch. As he was hanging, he called out, "Help, help, can someone help me?" As he was hanging and yelling, a voice came to him. He said, "Jack, I can hear you and I can help you." He looked around. He said, "Who are you and what are you? Who are you and where are you?" The voice said to Jack, "I am the Lord." Jack said, "Oh yes, Lord, I know you can help me. But if you can take me out of here, I promise. I haven't been faithful lately, but I will commit myself faithfully, honestly, loyalty to you." The voice said to Jack, "Jack, be easy on your promise. But let me take you out of there and then we will talk. Jack responded immediately, "Lord, whatever you say, say it, I will do it." And the voice said, "Jack, I will catch you, but just let go of the branch. Look down. See that he will surely die." He debated whether to let go of the branch, and the voice keep asking, "Jack, let go of the branch, I will surely catch you." Pause, silent for a long time. He lift up his head and Jack yell out, "If there's anyone else out there can help me." My friend, this morning, when we put our faith on the wrong source, when we put our faith on our sophisticated, our technology, on our wealth, on our good prosperity, could it be that would be a wrong source of power that would deviate us from the one who's longing and saying, "I can trust you, I can help you"? My friend, this morning, the spirit prophecy tells us the greatest victories to the church of Christ or to the individual Christians are not those that are gained by talents or educations, by wealth or for favor of men. They are those victories that are Cain in the audience chamber with God when earnest, agonizing faith lay hold upon the mighty arms of power. That is the only way, that is the only assurance that we will have set free from the loneliness in our spiritual walk. Put our faith in the one who called us. Like Zechariah 4:6, it says, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, my Spirit, says the Lord." We can never save ourselves. We can never trust ourselves. With Christ, our assurance of salvation, with Christ, the loneliness within us will be filled with joy and satisfaction. The next observations that the evangelist John pointed us about the healing experience by the pool of Bethesda or by the house of grace. Jesus said to the invalid, the disabled, "Do you want to be healed?" The man said, "I have no one." He talks about that his healing comes from the water. His healing comes from the hands who can put him in the water. But Jesus Christ said, "If you believe in the power of the word of God, you shall be healed." He said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." My friend this morning, my family this morning, there is power by trusting the word of God. There is power that can take us and move us beyond our present circumstances. I met David as I was doing my chaplain's internship at one of the hospitals in San Diego. David was 32 years old. He just bought a new house. He just bought a new sport car, BMW. He just started a career that he had been waiting for. A promising future lay before him and his fiancée, his girlfriend. They were planned to get married the next month. As David was playing tennis with his girlfriend, he noticed the tennis ball was being covered with some black dots, thick spots. Tried to figure out why. He thought that something wrong with his eyes, so he went to the washroom and washed it. But it became so obvious that everywhere he looked, there are a lot of spots everywhere. He felt cold and hot, and he came down with a cold sweat. His girlfriend rushed him to the hospital, and the doctor told him that he had an internal bleeding in his eyes. He had a cancer that he needed immediate marrow transplant, and even told him that we have several weeks to live if that transplant operation will not be taking place. As I was listening to David, tears rolled down his cheeks. David keeps saying, "If only God will allow me to live. If only God will give me a second chance. If only God will allow me to enjoy my success, I will give him all, give him myself all unto him." As a chaplain, I was there to assist patients through their moments of grieving. As a chaplain, I was there to assist, to help, to explore, to discover. By empowering the patients to draw from their faith experience. As I was listening to David, I keep hurting, if God is with me, if only God will respond and hear me, it dawned on me, loneliness is when we experience that God is being present or being absent from us. Spiritual loneliness is when we experience that God is being separated from us. Spiritual loneliness is when we feel that the word and the promise of God has no power in us to move us beyond faith so we can move on to our person's experience. However, this morning, Jesus said to the invalid man, if you want to get healed, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Stand up means act on your faith. Pick up your mat. Remember, the healing place took place in the Sabbath, and no one was allowed to carry any items on the Sabbath. Jesus said, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Therefore, we would like to say that to pick up our mat is to proclaim to the world that God has set us free. Walk in the new frame of mind that I shall live in victorious life because of Jesus set me free. That's what it says. Stand up. Act on our faith. Reveal to the world that we are free at last. Free at last in the house of grace. My friend, this morning, that's what Evangelist John would like us to know about the experience by the pool of Bethesda. It can be like the house of God. People are crowding and coming because they're longing to receive grace and mercy. But let us not overlook there are some lonely, humble spirit that they are feel that they've been overlooked and neglected. But Jesus promised that He understands and sees our needs. He promised to us that once we put our trust unto Jesus Christ, once we put our faith to the right source, the right power, we will surely have joy in our hearts, because spiritual loneliness is imprisoning us. And also this morning, we must act on our faith. Pick up our mat, reveal to the world that God has set us free, and walk in a newness of life because of Him who has done it all for us. I wonder why Paul, the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 21, he says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul was happily proclaimed, my death is my victory because of Christ lives in me. As we travel and journey through this week, we may experience difficulties and challenges in our life. I want you to be assured that Jesus understands us. I want you to be assured that Jesus is calling us to invest our faith on Him, because His word has power. Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Because God has set us free in the house of grace. May God bless us this morning, this Sabbath, as we meditate on the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.